This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public Schools announced earlier this week that it won't be moving instruction completely online when it officially starts remote learning on April 13th. That's because there are big differences in not just who has technology, but who knows how to use it. WBEZ Sarah Karp talked to one elementary school counselor who explains what this means for her school.
The veteran counselor didn't want her name or school used because she's worried about the repercussions of talking openly about the challenges they face. But she says it's important for people to understand the depth of the obstacles.
Each school community is different. So if you take a Northside school, I'm sure that there were already some structures in place that will make this seamless.
It's not just that students at some schools have computers and internet access at home, but some teachers and students engage with it on a daily basis, regularly using it to enhance learning. But the counselor says that's just not the case at her school. All students at her Far Southside school are considered low income.
We have maybe an older veteran staff who is not very familiar with technology and the way that it works. I have one of the employees said, are we able to get a laptop or something to work with from home? Just like you have students who don't have technology knowledge and access, their parents, the ones who are at home with them, have some of the same deficits, and then you have an instructor who may have some of the same deficits.
In Chicago Public Schools, when it comes to acquiring technology and using online learning, it's up to schools to do it on their own. Some schools have a lot, and other schools have almost nothing. Now, less than a quarter of schools have a computer for every student. The school district said this week it'll be handing out 100,000 computers to the neediest students, like those in the counselor's school. But school district officials admit the capacity to move to instruction online is all over the place. Latanya McDade is chief education officer for Chicago Public Schools.
There's no way in a time like this that we're going to be able to provide something that is ironclad or foolproof where that it's going to be equitable across the district, because we already know there's already inequities that exist.
That's why CPS says schools can use both digital and paper and pencil assignments during the school shutdown. The counselor says no matter what, getting students to do schoolwork on their own is going to be a Herculean task. First, you have to figure out how to let students know to come get a computer and their assignments. Many families don't have phones or stable phone numbers. So she wants to use the electronic marquee outside her school.
That teachers and counselors have office hours. All of that needs to be put on that scrolling screen. Additionally, we need to have like a paper flyer so that way they can pick up food and they can get this flyer.
Then she says schools like hers will have to offer the work in multiple formats, from lessons on paper to online. And still, she says, she's certain some students will be left behind. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.